John Hanukkah, obviously today being Thanksgiving, and I have no reason to get involved in the discussion of Thanksgiving, what the halacha says about Thanksgiving. That's not really my interest this morning. My interest this morning is discussing the sugya of Hanukkah, and there no one can question that the notion of being thankful is part and parcel of the yontif of Hanukkah. What I'd like to discuss is how integral it is in that mitzvah, and as we'll see, it touches on various ma'ase mitzvah that we are involved with on Hanukkah. So I hope you do have a Mar Makoma sheet in front of you. I'll begin with the well-known Gemara, source number one, when the Gemara asks, "My Hanukkah, what's this Hanukkah all about?" The Gemara is already discussing the laws of the oil of Hanukkah, and the Gemara then comes full circle and asks, okay, so what is this Yontif Hanukkah all about? My Hanukkah. Titanu Rabbanan b'chafei b'kitzlev yomi de Hanukkah tamni enun, the 8 days of Hanukkah. Delola misbad b'hon u'delola esanin b'hon. These are days that we cannot, there's a certain measure of simcha. One cannot give a hesped, and there's no tainus, no fasting allowed. Why? Shenichtesu yivanim lehechal timu kal hashmanim shvehechal. Okay, this Gemara, I think, is pretty well known. When the Gemara tells us the miracle of the oil that lit for 8 days, and almost as an aside, the Gemara begins by telling us, "Kishegavra malchus beis chashmonai v'nitzchum." Everybody knows that there are two primary miraculous events that took place. One was the defeat of our enemies, and the other being the miracle of the Shemen Zayis. And here, the Gemara primarily focuses on the miracle of the Shemen, but in context of "Ukshegavra malchus beis chashmonai." All right, that's the Gemara. So Rashi points out that when we speak about a yontif, I saw the title they gave me was the yontif of Hanukkah. I don't think that's the way I get it. I think I wrote the holiday of Hanukkah. Now, why didn't I write yontif? Because it's not so posh that it's what we call a yontif. Maybe it's just, you know, in Woodmere we say holiday. Here in Far Rockaway, Lawrence, they say yontif. You don't say holiday. All right, but I think I wrote the holiday, but I noticed in the sign it said the yontif. Now, the Gemara does say, "Kavav v'asam yamim tovim b'hal v'hoda." It is a yantif, but when we speak about yantif, we often think of yantif that comes with all the not only the positive mitzvahs, but often the negative, the isra malacha, and so on. So Rashi tells us, "V'asam yamim tovim b'hal v'hoda lo shasurim b'malacha." There's no isra malacha on Hanukkah, where the women have the custom not to do malacha while the candles are burning, not for now. Shelo nikvo el likros halel v'lomar al hanisim b'hoda. So we see here in this Rashi very clearly, Rashi tells us halel is, we know what halel is, we say the prakim of halel, and then Rashi learns, pshat nigemara, v'lomar al hanisim b'hoda, that's the hoda. Halel v'hoda, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu in halel, and being thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how does one fulfill the secondary idea that Gemara mentions, halel v'hoda? Rashi is of the opinion that hoda one fulfills by way of reciting al hanisim v'hoda. That's what Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. So I think the first thing we have to ask ourselves, and we'll touch on some other issues as well, is that when we ask ourselves about the chiyuv of halal on Hanukkah, why do we say halal on Hanukkah? What I mean by that is, I can give you three options why we say halal on Hanukkah. Either we say halal on Hanukkah because kavav v'asum yantif, we say halal on all yom tovim. So if Chazal created Hanukkah as a yantif, so we should say halal on Hanukkah. That's lashon Gemara. Kavav v'asum yom tovim b'halal v'oda. So it's a yantif. That's option number one. Option number two is we say halal due to the miracles of the milchama. And option number three is we say halal due to the miracle of the Pach Shem. I think there's really three options that we can discuss as to why we recite halal on Hanukkah. I think each one of those options has merit. It's very difficult for me to prove to you conclusively that one of those options is either right or wrong, but I'd like to deal with those various options this morning and branch out to understanding both Halal and Hoda'a on Chanukah. So when we speak about the Chovah, the obligation to say Halal on the days that we do recite Halal, the Gemara we have to begin with is the Gemara in Erechin in source number 3. This is a very well-known Gemara. When the Gemara tells us, Shmona so yamim she'ayachid gomer b'aynes ha'halal. What are they? 8 days of Sukkot, 8 days of Chanukah, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, and Yom Tov Rishon Shel Atzeres. That's it. Those are the only days of the year we say Halal. 8 days of Chanukah, 8 days of Sukkot, 1 day of Pesach, and 1 day of Shavuos. In the diaspora we have more, but that's the Din Gemara. Uvegola Esim V'yachad, Tishri Me'achag, Shmoni Me'chanukah, Shneim Tovim Shel Pesach, Shneim Tovim Shel Atzeres. Maishna B'chag, says the Gemara famously, why do we say the complete Halal on Sukkot but not so on Pesach? Umaishna B'chag, you say Kol Yoma, Maishna B'Pesach, Lo Amina Kol Yoma. We don't say Halal, full Halal on Pesach. Says the Gemara, and everyone knows there are two reasons. One is found in the Gemara, one is found in the Medrash. But we're going to go with the Gemara's explanation right now. To Chag Chalukim B'Karban Hoseim, to Pesach in Chalukim B'Karban Hoseim. Which means to say that due to the fact that on Sukkot, every day of Yontif has a special number of Karbanos, right, a descending number of Karbanos, so therefore, that each day unto itself is seen to be a Yontif Kila Atzmo, a Yontif that stands alone, as opposed to Pesach, it's one long Yontif, there's obviously no Chalukim B'Karban Hoseim, it's the same carbon every day, therefore, the same Halal is repeated every day, after the first day, and that is only the half hour. Again, Chazal tell us in the Medrash is Ma'ase Yadai Tov Mayam Va'atam Avimshira, other reasons given in the Medrash, but this is what the Gemara tells us as to why we distinguish between Pesach and Sukkot. Now I skip a little bit here in the Gemara, and then the Gemara picks up. The Gemara mentioned the notion of Isser Melacha and Karbanos. The Gemara says Chanukah doesn't have that, and nonetheless we say Halal. So why do we say Halal? Says the Gemara, Mishum Nisa. We say Halal on Chanukah due to the miracles. Says the Gemara, Purim Dikanisa Lema. So say Halal on Purim as well. Says the Gemara, Lefishenobim Shira Al Neisha B'chutz Laretz. Then the Gemara goes into discussion, but Pesach we do say. Again, those are the dot dots. You can look up the Gemara if you please. We're not going to get into that right now. Rav Nachman says famously, the reason you don't say Halal on Purim, Kriyas is a Hilula, the Kriyas HaMegillah serves as the Halal as well. Good. Rav Amar B'Shlama Hasam, Halu Avde Hashem V'lo Avde Paro, Hachalu Avde Hashem V'lo Avde Achashverosh, says the Gemara Kati Achashverosh Anam. Okay, that's a discussion, it's a local discussion when it comes to Purim. So what do we see here in this Gemara? We see two things. Number one, you need a reason to tell me, to convince me, that you can say the entire Halal during the duration of any one Yontif. I know that Sukkot is 8 days, and I know that Pesach is 8 days, but that's not enough of a reason to tell me to say Halal each and every day. Correct? It's only because the Chalukim B'Karban Hoseim that creates a Chiyuv of Halal Shalem every day of Sukkot. Without that, we'd be left with Chatzi Halal. And the only other time we say complete Halal is on the first day of Yontif. First day of Shavuos, first day of Pesach, and so on. But the Gemara tells us, you say Halal on Chanukah, why? Mishum Nisa. Right? That's the Gemara says, Mishum Nisa, you say Halal. The Gemara never questions why we say whole Halal. Gemara says, why do I say Halal, the entire Halal on Pesach, on Sukkot, not on Pesach? Because here it's Chalukim B'Karban Hoseim, so every day of Yontif stands alone, as opposed to Pesach. But the Gemara never comes full circle to explain to me, why do you say that the complete Halal on every day of Chanukah? It's a fair question, right? I both say a fair question? But the Gemara doesn't deal with this question. The Gemara just explains why you say Halal on Chanukah. Chanukah, it's Mishum Nisi, you say Halal. Doesn't tell me why I say the whole Halal every day of Chanukah. So this is something that the Rishonim deal with. I'm open to suggestions. But this is something that Rishonim deal with. Tosis raises the issue a little bit in Meseches Tainis and Daf Chavches. But The two Rishonim I'd like to bring to your attention are the Meiri on this daf in Maseches Shabbos, and a citation from the Shiboli Haleket, most of which was actually quoted in the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Hanukkah. So the Meiri writes the following. Right? I need a reason. Pesach I don't say every day. It's only because Sukkos Chalukim B'Karbonoseim, I say Hallel every day. So why do I say Hallel every day of Chanukah? Says the Shiboli Haleket. Chanukah shiny, shebechol yom v'yom hayanes misrabe umischadish yoser. Every day the nes became even greater. How so? That the oil lasted yet another day. So to speak, each and every day the nes was misrabe, and therefore each day warrants a complete hal. V'layla harisha shelo hayasham nes hashemen. They had enough for one day, right? So they put in the oil for one day. That was not miraculous. Okay, so the Meiri tells us the following. The first day is finding the oil. The first day is about the Geula, the miracles of, as the Gemara mentions in one word, that Geula, and then the remaining days, are all due to the fact that the nates became greater, for the oil lasted yet another day. So to speak, just like we have Chalukim B'Karbonoseim is enough of a reason to precipitate the recitation of the entire Hallel, so too, the fact that each day the miracle became greater, or the miracle continued each day alone, is enough of a reason to recite Hallel every day. Then the Meiri tells us the following. V'yesh mishapirish, sha'af heim hirgishu b'miyat ha'shemen. I hope so, right? They realize they had very little. V'chilku l'shmona leilos, k'shir ha'alicha v'achazara, v'enir ali shimken hechayu somchen al neis b'layla rishon. So everybody knows about this discussion in light of the famous question of the Beis Yosef, why 8 days, there should be 7 days, right? So I think there are 100 and some odd tirutzim given to this kasha, but this approach of the Meiri is one of the issues that the Mefarshim contend with. In other words, was the first day miraculous unto itself because a very small amount of oil lit for the entire day? Or no, the miracle only began after the first day when the oil lit on the subsequent 7 days. So the Meiri really presents both options here. The second option obviously wouldn't be able to answer the question like the first one did. The first teretz of the Meiri was that the first day is due to the Metzias HaPach, and every subsequent day, the miracle became greater. The second approach is that every day unto itself was miraculous because the because the oil lasted for 8 days. So far, so good, Rabosa. Any questions? We're good? Okay. That's the teretz of the Meiri to discuss. If you look in the Shiboli Alek, he gives three teretz into discussion. Again, like I said, much of this is quoted in the Beis Yosef, this Shiboli Alek. V'lama gomer tzahal b'chanukah, matzasi ha'atam b'shem Rabbeinu Shlomo, mitoch shichaluk b'nei roseh kol yom v'yom chaluk mishalafanav havi kechag shechaluk b'karbonais. I both say it's a very difficult teretz. It's a very difficult, what was it?
Backwards.
Meaning to say?
Meaning the reason is, because of Nisan, the candles, not Dodo.
Yeah. That's true, but once we light a different amount of candles every day, just like we have what's called Chalukim B'Karbonoseim, we go down 13, 12, 11, 10, the numbers are going down, so each day is special unto itself. It's not just because the numbers are different. There's something to be said about the quality of the day, because each day has a different amount of karbonos. So the Shiboli Alekhet is suggesting now that due to the fact that in the first day we light one and the second two, that itself is called Chaluk B'nei Roseh. Oh, very good. That's one of the basic. The difficulty is that's not the Iker Mitzvah. The Iker Mitzvah he can get away with lighting one candle. So the Shiboli Alekhet is claiming that once Chazal instituted the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin, that speaks to this idea. It can't be the Siva, so to speak. But it's a simon ledavar that proves to us that each day unto itself stands alone. There's a very fascinating, this is not my topic of my discussion, there's a fascinating discussion in Poskim whether we see the days of Chanukah as each one alone or as one continuum. You'll say, what's the difference? So there is a Cheshek Shlomo or Shlomo Kluger who discusses in one place what would happen if someone would be Megayer during the days of Chanukah. Would I then say that you can't get the whole thing because you didn't start from one? Or does it, no, Chanukah is a Yontif of 8 days. Each day stands alone. We happen to light a different amount of candles every day, but that doesn't tell me it's one long unit that they're inextricably attached. If you didn't start at one, you don't get to eight. All right, that's a topic of discussion in some of the achronim. But obviously, the simple pshat is it's each day. I mean, it's one yontif of 8 days, but each day stands alone. You can fulfill the mitzvah on one day, even if you didn't do it on the other day. But be that as it may, that's the idea that you find in Rishonim that chalukim b'nei roseh is similar to the concept of chalukim b'karbonoseh. That's this idea that the Shibbol HaLeket suggests. V'achir ben Yamin, if you're not familiar with the Shibbol HaLeket, he cites his brother very, very often. V'achir ben Yamin, pir shatam l'magamra halal al shivas yimei ha-chanukah, sh'aneis neschadish b'chol yom v'yom. Right? This sounds familiar. K'tshirich zu l'heichal, and they found the pach shemen, only one day, and it lit 8 days. Fine. V'ot tam echad, acher, ki chanukah nikras al shem, shem neschadich habayis, v'hukshol le'avoda. Right? They were able to rededicate the mikdash. Shereivanim timus eichav azaras v'chol kelim shegavra hachashmaram tiras hakol v'asu chanuka k'mo she'asa Moshe b'tchilas chinuchan la'avod. Ezra did the same when Klai Yisrael came back, and therefore he claims that the karbonos are related to the shir, to the thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'in karbon below halel v'reinu korin kol yom nisiyim kol yom v'yom nasi shelo. It's an interesting idea that each day has its own nasi, each day stands alone, albeit not chalukim b'karbonoseim like we find on Sukkot, that each has a different amount of karbonos, but each nasi had its own karbon brought. And therefore, that brings something new to the table, and halal is recited, because after all, the shira comes with the offering of kavanos. Those are the reasons you find in the Rishonim why halal is recited, a halal, hashalem is recited, in complete halal, is recited during every day of Chanukah. We're good, everybody say? So now, possibly, these reasons may shed light as to what the nature of the chovas, Kriya Sahalal on Chanukah is all about. Is the Kriya Sahalal of Chanukah about the Nes of the Pach Shemen, or the Nes of the Nitzacho, or is it about the Yontif? The Yontif. The Yontif is Mechayev and Ahalal. Once Chazal created that Chanukah is a Yontif, albeit it's not like a Yontif of Sukkot and Pesach with an Isra Malacha, but once Chazal created that the Yontif of Chanukah is in fact a Yontif Midrabanan, so maybe Chazal then instituted, just to give halal on the Yontif Midaraisa, so to we recite halal on the Yontif, that's only Midrabanan. So why do I say that these opinions in the Rishonim may shed light on this issue? Because the first teretz offered in the Shibbol HaLeket, Mitoch Shei Chaluka B'nei Roseh, Kol Yom V'Yom, Chaluk Mishalofanav, Havi Kechag Shechaluk B'Kabanosav, may tell me something. Just as the yontif of Sukkot, each day is a yontif unto itself, due to the fact that you receive that the set of karbanos are different, so too each day of Chanukah is a yontif unto itself. How do I know that? It's chalukim b'nei roseh. Now that can't be, like I said, the simul davar. Can't be the sibul davar, because after all, that's a later din of what we call mahadrin min mahadrin. But the fact that Chazal saw to it that the Mahadran should come in a way that every day is a separate mount of Neros tells us that they were mitakin that every day of Yontif stands alone. Each day of Yontif stands alone and is Mechayiv in a complete halal. However, if it's about the Nes of the Pach Shemen, how do I know it's about the Nes of the Pach Shemen? Because go take a look. Each and every day, the miracle of the Shemen, what became greater and greater, it lasted one day. Okay, 2 days. 3 days. How can you imagine the last of the 8 days? That's something that's impossible. That's miraculous.
So the miracle becomes greater and greater. What miracle? It's the miracle of the Pach Shemen. Oh, so the Hallel that we recite on Chanukah relates to the miracle of the Pach Shemen. I'm supposed to hear this. I can't tell you this is Kemoshim and Piagura. I can't tell you this is, this has to be. But it possibly, this question we began with, as to what the reason or what the, where Chazal connected the mitzvah of Hallel on Chanukah to the Nes of the Pach Shemen, perhaps Nes of Molchama, that's something else, or to the Yontif itself, may depend on this. That question may be seen, at least, in the two approaches found in the Rishonim. Is it about the Yontif, or are we focusing solely on the Nes of the Pach Shemen? No, that's exactly it. Because the Chalukah of the Karban Oseim, the Gemara understood that tells me something about the Yontif itself. That each day is a Yontif Kelatz. Masha'ina came Pesach, it's one long Yontif. It's one long Yontif. Yes? So that's what's difficult. You will find, we'll see the Lashon HaRambam, the way the Rambam, words the story of Chanukah. Even if you're going to say, if you're going to say the second approach in the Shivoli Halekit, to a degree you're going to have to focus on the Nes of the Milchama, as he himself does. The first day was due to the Nes of the Milchama. Every subsequent day was due to the Nes of the Shemen. So he himself, mentions the idea that the Halal is due to the Milchama. But correct, the way I'm suggesting now, it's more about the Nes of the Pach Shemen. Okay. There are certain difficulties with that because we don't normally find ourselves singing Hallel about a miracle that doesn't have at least a part of saving us from a difficult situation. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle that he allowed for the Shemen to light for 8 days, a little bit hard pressed to tell me that that's the only reason Chazal instituted Hallel, but we'll see a little more as we go on. Rabosei, so that's the possible tliya on these various opinions you find in the Rishon. Now, many of us are familiar with the fact what the Gemara tells us in source number 6 that women are obligated in the mitzvah of hadlakas ner Chanukah. It's a pretty well-known idea. How exactly a woman fulfills this mitzvah when she is single, when she is married, this is up for discussion. My father has a long arichas about this printed in his sefer. How exactly that chiyuv is one fulfills that chiyuv. But not be that as it may, the Gemara tells us in one line: Isha vaday madlika, a woman lights Chanukah licht. To Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Nashim chayavas ben Chanukah sha'af hein hayu ba'osu hanes. Now the notion of af hein hayu ba'osu hanes is a concept we find only relating to mitzvah midrabon. And the logic is very simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the rules of the Torah. And the rules of his Torah tell us that if it's a time-bound mitzvah, women are not obligated in that mitzvah. That is the rules that the Torah gives us. Now, how are you going to supersede those rules? When Chazal instituted the midrabonon, so they can make the rules themselves. They instituted the midrabonon. And they said, you know what? When we instituted these mitzvahs, we said, Nashama Chayavos, Afein Oyim Osonis. That's the simple explanation you find in the Achronim as to why that is the case. So Nashama Chayavos, the mitzvahs, Ner Chanukah, Sha'afein Oyim Osonis. Says Rashi, source number 7, Oyim Osonis, Shegozru Yevonim al Kol Sulas Anesuas Libol, Litafsa Tchila. I found different ways of referring to that. Hegmon, Tafsa, all sorts of titles given by Chazal. V'al yidei isha nasa hanes. All right, well, it's nasa hanes, but they were also included in the decree. That's a well-known machlokas harishonim, whether the miracle has to come through the women or they were included in the situation of danger. That's the Gemara tells us. Rabosei, I want to know: are nashim chayavos and hal on Chanukah? Yes or no? Are nashim chayavos and hal on Chanukah?
What do you say about that? Yes? Depends. Okay. Machlaikis is always a good answer. Unfortunately, it's all too often a good answer, even when out of the Mishmedesh. But in the Mishmedesh, Machlaikis is often a good answer. So this Shaila was raised by the Binyan Shleima, quoted most famously in the Stechemed, whether or not Nashim should be Chayiv in the Mitzvah of Halal on Chanukah. The Binyan Shleima goes as far as to say that, after all, the Gemara tells us, Nashim achayavos b'mitzvahs hadlakas ner Chanukah sha'af in hoi bosu aneis. So all the more so Nashim should be chayavos in the mitzvah of Halal. Why not? So the Binyan Shlomo assumes they are. We don't find Nashim are careful in this area. Maybe your wives are. Maybe some people are. If you go to the Amein group, they say they like to say Halal Rosh Chodesh. Some of them say Halal on Chanukah also. It's a beautiful thing. So our Nashim Chayavos, unless you're Sephardic, and then you have a different issue about making a bracha. But if you're in there on Rosh Chodesh, but if you're Ashkenaz, good to eat, say Halal with the bracha. So do they say Halal on Chanukah? So the Binyan Shlomo claims, really fundamentally, Nashim Chayavos and Halal. They are Chayav. How do they get away with it? Just like they get away with not davening, the full davening that we all do. Some do, some don't. But a little bit of davening suffices for Nashim. So too, they get up in the morning, Maidani Lefanecha, they say something, some Pirkei Tehillim, that will suffice in order to be a fulfillment of the recitation of Halal on the days of Chanukah. So claims the Binyan Shlomo. However, we understand that this question will hinge upon the lumnus we suggested until now. If Chazal were mitaken that there's a chova on the day of Chanukah to say Halal, then it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama Nashim Aptu. Nashim Anachayavos net. Nashim Anachayavos. If, however, you're going to make the claim that the Halal on Chanukah is recited due to the fact that there were miracles of that time, and Nashim let's assume the Milchama is at least enough of a reason. So then, Nashim would be Chayavos in the midst of Halal. So this Shabbos, this Shaila the Achronim asked whether Nashim should be Chayavos in the midst of Halal may depend on our discussion as to what the nature of the mitzvah of Halal is altogether. Is it due to the Yontif or due to the miracles of the Pach Shemen and or the Nase of the Milchama? We assume that even though the mitzvah, that's a discussion amongst the Rishonim, we assume that even on the mitzvah of the Rabbanon, Nashim are going to be pturos because it's Mangram. That's a discussion of Rishonim. Are we only into the Rishonim? Maybe it's Daraisa. Again, that's a notion that I think it's Tosis and Meseches. Rabbi Orlin Shlita quoted from the Chasim Sofer is already hinted to in Tosis and Meseches Tainis. That Halal on Chanukah may be Doraisa. Again, obviously the Yontif itself is on the Rabbanon, but there is, at least conceptually, it's possible that the Halal may be Doraisa.
Why is there a connection between the
Halakha
and the Halal?
We're coming. We're on the way. We're getting there. So Rabbi Osei, I'd like to turn our attention for a moment to the other word, the other line in Rashi, when the Gemara tells us that Chazal or Matak and Yontif, Bahalal Vehoda, Rashi writes, Halal is, Amira is Halal, we all know. And what's Hoda? Says Rashi, Hoda is Alanisim, where you recite in Tfil. What is the basis of that Rashi? So it's based on the Gemara Meseches Shabbos and Av Chavdal and Amir Aleph, in source number 8. So the Gemara tells us the following. Ibayalu Maula Haska Shalchanaka, Bibirchas Amazon. Keva Midrabana, Lomet Karina. Odil mishum pirsum enisa mit karina. Am I going to say halal and what in birch samaz? Amrav schor amrav huna eino maskir. You don't have to. Vim bala haskir. Where do you mention it? Maskir bahoda. Rav huna bar Yehuda amar. Rav huna bar Yehuda yiklal be rava. Samar lat kui bonu yushalayim like we do. Yal viyavo. Amal rav sheshes ketfila. Ma tfila bahoda by modim. So too, abirch samazan. Right? So the Gemara asks, do we say Al Anisim where? in Birchas Hamazon. But the Gemara takes for a different posture. The Gemara assumes that we say Al Nisim where? Betfila. Says Rashi, Birchas Hamazon betfila pshitalan, sharei lahalel ulahoda nikva, kedamrin alel. Rashi lishitasa. Rashi says, what the Gemara said earlier, why do you say halel? Because the Gemara says earlier that Chazal created a yontif for what purpose? La halal hoda. Says Rashi, halal is the recitation of halal. Hoda is saying al anisim. So when the Gemara then says, now the Gemara discusses al anisim, Rashi says, of course, I know you say al anisim in tefillah. The Gemara told me earlier explicitly that the days of Chanukah are set aside as days of halal v'hoda. What's the hoda we're speaking about? Al anisim. Rashi lishitaso shir lahalal hoda nikvu kedamin alel. It's very simple. However, the Rambam had a different approach. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha of hoda'a, when the Rambam quotes the din, of reciting al anisim, the Rambam writes that halacha in Hilchas Tefillah. Please take a look. All the Rambams I put together, the last Rambam in source number 10. The last Rambam in source number 10 is a Rambam from Hilchas Tefillah. Bechanuka upurim osifin behoda al anisim. Shabbos shachal yes bechanuka maskir al anisim bemusuf kimoshe maskir b'shatfilas. Okay, fine. But the Rambam puts the halacha of al anisim, the recitation of al anisim, where Rabbosai? In Hilchas Tefillah, not in Hilchas Chanukah o Megillah. Now, for some that may not get you bent out of shape, but for those who are careful not only with the wording of the Rambam, but for the placement of the halachas of the Rambam, why does the Rambam do this? Why does the Rambam put the halacha that you have to recite al anisim not in Hilchas Chanukah, but rather in Hilchas Tefillah? It would appear, and I'm going to point this out, it would appear that according to the Rambam, this is what we call a part, an insertion in Hilchas Tefillah. It's not so much about Hodah. Rather, just like we have what's called Me'ein Hama'ora, we put in Yalav Yavo, or we put in whatever other insertion into Tefillah, additional Tefillos. So too, the Rambam understood that the Hodah, that the recitation of Al Anisim was just merely reciting what happened at that time as part of the quality of the day of Chanukah, not so much as a kiyum of Hoda. Then the question begs, so how exactly does the Rambam see that one fulfills the mitzvah of Hoda on Chanukah? So here, Rabbosai, I'd like to read with you a series of four Rambams in Hilchas, Megillah, and Chanukah. Let's begin where the Rambam, so to speak, goes out of his way, not only out of his way, but this is not usually within the style of the Rambam to cite the historical aspect of the holiday. Here the Rambam tells us in detail what transpired based on the Gemara we saw together in Masechta Shabbos. The Rambam writes, "Bebayishenik shemalchu yavan gazru gzeros ha'yisrael batludasam lo v'nichal aser batorah mitzvos pashtu yadam b'mamonam b'nei oseyam." It's a whole other discussion. "V'nichnasu leheichal ufartzu b'pirtzos timu ataros tsar lem liyisrael ma'od v'nim v'chutz." And therefore, ad shereichem aleihem elokei avoseinu voshiyam miyadam hitzilim v'gamrim nechashmonoi hakohanim agdolim v'hargum, and they saved the Kol Yisrael. Fine, says the Rambam Halach Beis. Ukshegavri Yisrael alach oyveihem v'ibdu b'chamishasar b'chamisha v'esrim b'chodesh kislev, and then they came into the Heichal. They didn't find Shemen Tor. One pach, they lit the neros, and it lasted. Says Rama Lacha Gimel, Umi pnei zeh, mi pnei what? What's the mi pnei zeh? Oil. Okay, Shaul, that's one way to go. Mi pnei zeh, tkinu chacham, shavos adar, shushmona sayam elu. What?
Obviously not the right way.
No, I didn't say that. Shetchilas amilel, chamisha v'eshim, bekislev, yimei simcha. You may simcha, not halal. You may simcha v'halel. Umadlikin bohem aneros be'erev al pischei abotim b'cholayla v'layla mishmonos alelos laharos ulegalos hanes, whatever the nace may be. V'yameilu hein anikram chanuka v'nasurim behesmid v'taynis k'meyapur. Now, the Rambam, by the mere fact that he tells me that you are obligated in this
Excuse me. The Chazal instituted the Yontif of Chanukah for 8 days. Days of Simcha and Hallel. So we have to ask ourselves, is the Rambam saying so based on the two things he told me prior? Namely, the Nes of the Pach Shemen and the Nes of the Amilchama. Or maybe we can suggest it's one or the other, like Shaul said. Maybe it's only on the heels of Halacha Beis. The 8 days, after all, due to the miracles of the Pach Shemen. But I want to figure out how exactly do Halal and Hodah play in according to the Rambam. Now, I ask this because if one makes the argument, and one may, that the notion that conceptually the reason we say Halal on Chanukah is not due to the miracles per se, but rather due to the fact that Chazal or Metaken is a Yontif, which seems very plausible, which may actually be the Lashon of the Gemara, Lefikach Tiknum Yom Tovim Bahalal V'Hodah, meaning to say they were Metaken a Yontif, and the only, so to speak, Nafkaminis that we have, and the only active mitzvahs that we have are Halal V'Hodah, but fundamentally the Halal is due to the Yontif of Chanukah. So what emerges, according to the Rambam, is we don't have a Halal, which is recited solely due to the miracles. And Hodah, according to the Rambam, is not, what Rabosai? Is not. No. According to the Rambam, it's not going to be the recitation of Alan Nisim, because the Rambam put Alan Nisim in Hilchas Brachas, so I'm left with nothing. It's all smoke and mirrors, according to the Rambam. I can say there's a yantif of Chanukah that's mechayev me in reciting halal. But other than that, I say halal on Shavuos. Rabbos, when you say halal on Shavuos, what are you thinking about? I'll tell you what I'm thinking about. It's a halal that Chazal said. You say halal on the yantif. I say halal because it's a yantif. I'm not saying halal because I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me the Torah. I'm saying halal because it's yantif. Why are we saying halal on Chanukah? We said earlier, either because I have in mind the miracles of yesteryear, by Yom HaMazmanet, or, as Al said, don't get me wrong, but a brisker approach. It's Yontif, you say Halal. You're not dancing. You say Yontif. You say Halal because it's Yontif. Not because I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the events of the times of the Chashmona. It's Yontif. So if the Rambam understands, again, this is debatable, but if the Rambam understands that the nature of Halal on Chanukah is because it's Yontif, And the word in the Gemara, Hodah, the Rambam does not explain like Rashi, which is not the recitation of Al Anisim, because the Rambam puts the Hilchos Brachos. So what am I doing on the holiday of Chanukah that is there to fulfill what we call Halal of Hodah? And here I want to come to what Mr. Rabbi?
Grossman.
Dr. Grossman asked before. I'm not sure which one. So what you suggested early. And that is, this is something that's pointed out, Shlomo Zalman has a beautiful tshuva on this topic printed in Chelik Beis. This is something that's pointed out by Rav Zolti in his beautiful Sefer Mishnah Siyavitz. This is something you'll find in the Achronim, where they point out the Lashon, the beautiful Lashon of the Rambam, in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Chanukah Umegillah Halacha Yud Beis, where the Rambam writes the following. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva, and Ma'od, much has been written about that. Why is it, in fact, until this day, not only halachically, but factually, socially, the mitzvah of Chanukah is one of the most dear mitzvahs to the Jewish people. V'tzarech adam lizarba kidei lahodia hanes ulahosiv b'shvach hakel v'hodaya lo al hanisim she'asala. Rabosai, the Rambam understands that the lighting of Neris Chanukah is the fulfillment of Halal v'hodah. The lighting of the Neiris themselves is the fulfillment of the Halal V'Hodah. The recitation of Halal, I can argue that it's due to the fact that it's a Yontif like Shavuos is. And that's why we recite Halal. And Hodah, the Rambam removed Al Hanisim. Because he says that's what was called Me'ena Ma'ora. So what am I left with according to the Rambam? The answer is you're left with the heart of the Yontif itself. According to Rashi, Halal V'Hodah means, Halal means the recitation of Halal. Hodah means saying Al Hanisim. Okay, but you asked, what does that do with the mitzvah of the Yontif, which is lighting the Neiris Chanukah? They almost divorced one from the other, according to the way the Rashi approaches the two sugyas. However, the Rambam understood, no. Halal I can say because it's Yontif. Alanisim I'll say because it's the main of my aura. But why am I lighting the Chanukah licht? That's because it's Yimei Halal V'Hodah. Once again, Tzagli Zarba Kedei Lohodiyah Anes Ulohosim V'Shvach HaKel V'Hodoyah Lo Alanisim Sh'asalanu. That concept of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes by way of lighting the Neiros Chanukah themselves. That's the way you find in certain Achronim, the way they approach the Shittas HaRambam, where, according to the Rambam, there's a fundamental connection between the mitzvah of the day, namely lighting the Neiros Chanukah, and the what Chazal had in mind when they instituted the Yontif, Yimei Halal V'Hodoyah, days to thank HaKadosh Baruch. The Rambam says Chazal Matak in those days as Yimei Simcha V'Hala. But the Rambam calls Yimei Simcha.
Doesn't say Yontif.
I mean, Yontif and Simcha are often synonymous with one with the other. You do find in certain places that you can somehow maybe split between the two. Some Achronim claim there's no mitzvah Simcha on Purim, believe it or not. It sounds counterintuitive. There's a mitzvah of Mishnah, mitzvah of merrymaking, but there's no din simcha as we know it, the formal din of simcha. It's a fair point, but the simple way of reading the Rambam when he calls the Yimei Simcha, I think that leads us to say that it actually has a status of Yontif. After all, the Gemara uses that terminology. Okay. So, I believe it's Rav Shlomo Zalman who then points out we can use this in. Sorry, I should say it this way. We can springboard off a comment that the Sharatzin quotes in Meiri and possibly explain it in light of this Rambam. The Sharatzin has a discussion what one would do if they wouldn't say the Bracha of Shachayanu on the first day of Yontif, first day of Chanukah. Can you say it in the subsequent days? That's a discussion. Is the Shachayanu on the mitzvah? Is the Shachayanu on the Yontif? Now is not the time to discuss that. That goes more to the brachos of the of Neiros Chanukah. But if you look here in source number 11, the Sharatzin in Tafrei Shayin Vav, if you haven't said the Shechiyonu until now, only in the eighth day, should you say the bracha now, should you not? The Esher, second line, the Kemoba Alma Kaimalan, the Zman Omeris of the Bashuk, to Koyal Etzim Yontif, Esher, the Adin, Bazer, the Koyal Etzim Azman, the Chanukah, Shinasim Anisim and the Flos. Is it about the mitzvah, or is it about the Yontif? Again, that's the question that the Sharatzin is discussing. El dechatchila some chuzel alzman hadlaka, but really the yontif, right? Shachayanu on Yom Kippur, there's no kos, there's no mitzvah. We say Shachayanu, we're in shul. So too, this bracha perhaps can be a standalone bracha. Ukein svaras ukein savarti svarasi nimsa v'meiri v'zel lishona. Of course, the Meiri says the following: Mi she'ein lo lahadlik ve'ein b'makom she'efshal liros. We know you can make the brachas when you light the candles. You can make the brachas shasanisim when you see the candles. But I'm in a desert island. I don't have a match. I don't have fuel. I don't have another Jew around. I'm stuck. I can't make the bracha. Says the Meiri, Yesh omrim shemevarech la'atzma shasanisim shechiyanu b'layla echad shasanisim b'chal alelos v'advarim nirim ad kan l'shonu v'tzarachim. Someone's on an airplane. You can have Shoshaila or Basha Weiss in the discussion. Maybe you can light the, you can turn on your cell phone. You'll turn on a, you'll turn on a flashlight. Okay, that's a discussion whether you can fill the mitzvah in that way if you have nothing else. Not for now. But the idea that the Meiri suggests that perhaps you can make the bracha, how can you make a bracha without the Neiros? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think it's there. I didn't see it right now, but I think it's there. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no. The essence of mitzvah Ner Chanukah is not about only about the perfunctory act of lighting the Neiros Chanukah. Why do I light Neiros Chanukah? In order to come to the realization that the days are Yimei Halal V'Hodoyah. I want to bring the Neiros Chanukah are the Maisa Mitzvah in order to fulfill the Halal V'Hodoyah of the days, at least the Hodoyah, the Halal V'Hodoyah going together of the days of Chanukah. And therefore, one must be mischavein when they light the Neiros Chanukah. It's not enough just to what, Rabosai, just to light the candles because Chazal instructed us to do so. No, you have to. The lighting of the candles has to bring us to Halav Hodayah. That's the way The Rambam understands the nature of this takan of Chazal, Yumei Hala v'Hodaya, is actually in the mitzvah itself, not separate from the mitzvah, as Rashi seems to understand. I want to leave you off with one last shaila that I just saw a few days ago. I don't think I ever heard this shaila before. You can definitely discuss this shaila. And that is, why is it, we saw the Gemara earlier, that Chazal tell us in the Gemara Maseches Erechin, that on Purim we don't say Hala because Kriya Sazu Hilula. So why don't we say the same thing on Hanukkah? Hadlaka Sazu Hilula. Not the words. Okay. So that is assuming a machlokas arishon. Very good. The Rishonim debate how to understand this Gemara. Kriyas Yulula most famously discussed in light of the Meiri's comment that if you don't have a Megillah, you should actually read the Halah on Purim. Again, if you invite me back Purim time, we can discuss that. But that's not the topic of this morning's discussion. But the reason I say that is because that claim of the Meiri is contingent upon how we understand that Gemara, like you just mentioned. How is that Gemara to be understood? Kriyas Zuhilu. Is it because the recitation of the what? Of the Megillah, as you find in the Lashon of the Michtam, I believe, in other Rishonim, is certain Rishonim, I don't remember which ones, it's like a Kriyas Shira. So just like the Megillah itself is reading the Shira, that's what Halal is. Or, as others claim, no. The way I see Kriyas Zuhilu is the act of doing, reading the Megillah brings me to be thankful, so to speak. Not so much it's actually a Kriya Shira, but the act brings me to be thankful. That's a debate. So if we assume the latter chat, so why don't I say the same is true by Hadlakas Neres Chanukah? So interestingly, obviously it's not the case, but in light of the way we're explaining Shita the Rambam, we can at least begin to appreciate the question. If the nature of the mitzvah is that through the lighting of Neres Chanukah, it's going to bring me to what? Hodayah, the Rambam says explicitly in Perek Dalet. So you can at least begin to hear the question, that what? Maybe I can suggest that the Hadlakasa Zuhilula. So the Kashi you'll find in the Sefer Batei HaKahuna, where he writes, the answer is obvious. The reason we say Hal on Chanukah is due to the Yantif, not due to the Nisim. Okay, now, the reason that I raised that question is because we can appreciate now the way we began, that you can understand the nature of Kriya Sahal on Chanukah, either as relating to the Yontif or due to the miracles. We have two nafkaminas, besides the Lamdas, how to read the Rambam, how to read Rashi, but two nafkaminas, the Achronim ask two questions, whether or not Nashar Machayavas, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, may be contingent on this shaila. And this last shaila, which I never heard of until this week, the Batei Kahuna shaila, whether or not we can, obviously we can't, but why we cannot use the Gemara's idea of Kriyas Zuhilula and apply that to Hadlakas Zuhilula. It's totally out of the question if you assume that the Halal on Chanukah is due to the Yantif, but if you assume that the Halal on Chanukah is due to the miracles of that time, so then you can at least begin to understand why that, how that question can be understood. I'd like to conclude a few more minutes. I have a few more minutes. I'd like to conclude this morning's shir with Divrei Agada. We find ourselves parshas of Vayishlach between the parshas of Vayetze and Vayeshev. Parshas of Vayetze, we find that when the fourth son is born to Leah, Hapam Odes Hashem, she thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu and she names her son Yehuda. In next week's parasha, we find the story of the very same Yehuda after he has impregnated his daughter-in-law, Tamar, and Hotziyo v'tisarev, she's being brought out to be killed, and Yehuda realizes that the Chosemes and the Psilim belong to him, and he says, Sadka Mimani, as I understand, Sadka and Mimeni, she is correct, and I am the father of this child, and he saves her life in a moment where he easily could have kept quiet, saved himself from embarrassment, and life would have gone on in a very pleasant way for him. Chazal tell us on the Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, Yehuda, after Yaducha Achecha, Yadcha barif avecha yishtach v'lecha b'nei avicha. So the Targum there says that the reason your brothers will be subservient to you, will bow to you, you will be the melech, Yehuda has chosen to be the king of Israel, is because ata yaducha achecha, because you were moda, Yehuda, you are the one who was moda, you admitted that you in fact were the father of this child, as difficult as it was at the time. Therefore, your brothers will be mishtachana to you. That's where you find the long targum. Targum usually just explains every word. It's a long targum there on the pasuk and parashas of Vayechi. And that's in fact why we're called Yehudim. Look at the targum there, and I think it's the targum. I don't know if it's, I'm not sure if it's the targum Yonah, but if you look at the targum Yerushalmi there, he says explicitly why are we called Yehudim. I had to move toward Purim for a moment. Why we refer to Yehudim in the Megillah? Why refer to Yehudim? Because Yehuda ati yaducha achecha, you admitted, they bow down to you. Klal Yisrael, so to speak, follows your lead, and we're called Yehudim. So much so, Rabbi Osai, this is something that a friend of mine shared with me. I can't say it's foolproof, but if you look in the Chumash, many times the Chumash uses the word, many times, primarily in Sefer Bereishis and some in Sefer Shmos, uses the term Ivri. Many times you find the term Ivri found in the Chumash. You find it Vayageid LaAvram HaEvri by the in Parshas Lech Lecha. You find when Yosef eats with his brothers, I can't eat with you because it's not my way to eat Lechol Im HaEvrim. And then we find again in Sefer Shmos where Moshe is on the run. Excuse me, at the very onset of Sefer Shmos, where the Psukim tell us that Vayar Ish Mitzvi Maka Ish Ivri Me'echov, and then we see later on Moshe Rabbeinu Ish Mitzvi Tzilanu Miyad Harim. You'll notice that until Parshas Vayechi, the Targum tells us the word translates the word Ivri as Ivra. After all, Ivri means Me'evra Nahar. Whatever, however you understand the word Ivri, but Ivra from Parshas Vayechi and forward. The Targum tells us on the word Ivri, Vayar Ish Mitzvi Maka Ish Ivri Me'achav, Yehudoi. Klal Yisrael were given the name Yehudoi when Yaakov told his son, Yehuda Ate Yaducha Achecha. From there and forward, the Targum tells us that the word Ivri, referred to the Jewish people, is Yehudoi. Yehuda, so to speak, changed the quality or changed the name of the Jewish people through his act of admission. Many point out, Rav Huttner famously points out, that the word hoda'a, to admit, and the word modin, which means to thank, are connected, those two words, in the very root. The etymology is really one and the same, and conceptually they're one and the same. The idea that Klal Yisrael thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, which we do, but particularly on the Yontif of Chanukah, is due to the fact that we are comfortable expressing our gratitude because Yehuda, so to speak, trailblazed that path. Where not only can we admit our not only do we thank when we should, which is a quality that we must have, but we can admit when we are wrong, as Yehuda taught us. Amitz Hashem, and here on the day of Thanksgiving, the true day of Thanksgiving is the Yontif of Chanukah. He may halav ahodah, the days of thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being thankful for the Nisim, Sha'asalanu, Payam Mahem, Bazman Azeh, as the Sva'asemes says. Some people are so convinced that the Sva'asemes, they think this is Pshat. Payam Mahem, Bazman Azeh, the miracles of yesteryear and the miracles of today. It's not the Pashim Pshat. But that's what the Sva'asemes explains. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the miracles, particularly the miracles of Chanukah, but all the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. We follow the way of Yehuda, being individuals who can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and even admit when we are wrong. That's the Ati Yaducha Achecha Mitz Hashem. If we can be properly fulfill this requirement of being Halal Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will in fact perform Nisim for the Klal Yisrael. Payam Mahem Bazman Hazeh. Thank you for listening this morning. Good job.
After you finish your plate, you're a big talker.
Your father, when he was single, many years ago. Your father, when he was single, many years ago.
I don't know if you will be. You may not be. But I know that.
What is good?
I know that.
Anything good here?
Let's pick up my grandma.
Thank you very much.
Take a bagel
for you, what?
I'll call her if she wants.
I'll call her now.
Where did they establish? I'm sorry, I guess I didn't know the background.
The shul opened 3 years ago.
Okay. And
on the corner of Forest and West Broadway.
Forest and West Broadway.
Where Hatzal is building its new garage. We're right behind.
I work there. They work at DRS. David Weinstein.
My brother, I'm sure. My uncle.
Of course.
You know, they're building, building a new garage.
Give me an idea how much I don't know about the five now.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Oh, I don't know.
Which way? Your brother, Newton? No.
My brother-in-law is Elio Wolf.
Oh, well, of course. I know. That's right.
I have a question. How come so much of the things come from the same like illicit relationship? How come?
Rabbi and Soloveitchik used to say the pshat
with my Rebbe.
So when Rabbi and I, apparently when he was talking about Medinas Yisrael, people questioned, how could it be? He said, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things. He brings the greatest teshuva and the greatest events in Jewish history through the almost the dirtiest kind of Yehuda, Rus, many things. There are more.
Esther Amalka.
You find, you know, who has Rebbe also? He's a classic sefer on Zionism. Sorry, Taichel. In about the smecha, he talks with this as well. I'm not so proficient in the same.
Okay.
But it's
always.
Yeah. It's part of the.
Part of the equation.
Shir Maktzin. Dibretur anim b'mokum echad oshirim.
Did you call me? Is that you?
I'm calling from Israel.
Not you. Is this Rabbi Orlean's phone? I don't know if this is Rabbi Orleans. I should return it to him. I don't know if this is.
Good.
Is he still here, Rabbi Orleans? I should
may
return
may not be the office.
Yeah, Rabbi Shavuot. Yeah, I'm sorry. He has about this.
About Hanukkah, about saying hello and Purim, that he said that's a misunderstanding, not the usage.
I didn't see his thing. I was just quoting him about the. He says you can light your.
Purim. I remember the series said that.
What? Kriyas Zuilu.
Yeah, he said that's not what he means. He said it doesn't mean literally.
Very nice.
Is this yours? I took your phone away for an hour.
Was this yours?
No, there's nothing better than that. Are you kidding?
I don't know what's on. It's a lot.
Okay.
I don't record my stream, really.
You don't have to. You can tell me.